Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And as promised, this is Bacalao.
I never wanted to go out on the pool. I only went out for a few games of pool. I wanted one drink, but stayed for several. I paid for every game and lost them all. I wasn't down, being down on my luck. Always expect the unexpected bunk up. I went upstairs to the bit where you dance. I was looking for a little romance. I was alone, my money blown. But I could dance cause my friends had gone home. I put her checking at my body popping. She caught me clocking, her body stocking. I thought no words would be needed here. But then some fella come whispering in her ear. And he was tall, and he was dark. And she was laughing at that circling shark. Given up on her butt. The thought of him and her was turning my gut. I had to step in to save the day. I walked right up with this to say. He made me lush, but I'll make you blush. Oh yeah. I may be trouble, but he'll give you a thrush. Two kinds of my wise crack. He gave me a smack, so I gave him a smack back. We were rolling around in the dust. I saw that girl turn and leave in disgust. I pinned him down. He grabbed my crush. But then I felt he wasn't hurting me much. I looked into his eyes and he into mine. It was a frozen moment in time. I can't profess to being that way inclined, but the feel of that square jawline, so fine, all mine. I'm gonna take that man and make him mine. He's a shitty so-and-so.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the New Town Centres and Bacalao from their album The Reason You're Alive, came out quite a few years ago now. And we have played it a couple of times, but not in a long time. And it's just such a brilliant song.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Brings back a lot of memories, my friend.
Do you remember the video for it?
No, yes. Heart joking. Yeah, I don't. The one where they're basically in a car.
Yeah.
They could have done more with that.
Perhaps we'll talk about the producer of that video later on in the show. Who knows?
Right. Anyway, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ We Are the Newtown Centres.
No, facebook.com/groups/25349868744/?ref=TS&Fret=TS. And why is that, Tony?
The answer default URL.
Default URL. They go all that trouble to be brilliant, and then that. No, you're right. The name of the page is something like We Are the Newtown Centres or something like that.
Yeah.
Page, yeah, I know. I'm sure they can sort it out. They're fairly technological. They can switch stuff on. Anyway, I saw them the other weekend. They were really good. So it's probably been instead of one Tony Nil.
Fair enough.
I've got some additional material for you, my friend. This is good, isn't it? I've got some jokes.
Cool.
This is a bit of the show when I like to read out a joke or two, depending on whether I get one or two. This week I've got two. No, I've got three. If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs, and I'll read it out. That's what Glumbongo pissed off in the Congo did, Tony.
Excellent.
And I'm glad he did. The weekly jokesmith, as he is. He's starting to overtake Joni H. Jizz in terms of the regularity that he gets in touch.
That is true. Yeah.
If you listen to the show for the first time, you must wonder what the bloody hell's going on. But anyway, here we go. Watch it, Paulie. Hope Tony's bloody cold has gone this week. Has it?
No.
You are the weak one of the herd. Right. Anyway, says, so, rang the council yesterday, see if I could have a skip outside my house. Bloke on the phone said you can do cartwheels down the fucking street for all I care, mate. Bongo pissed off in the Congo. That's actually a ripped off joke of a Tim Vine joke, that is.
Oh, okay.
I phoned up the council, I said I'd like a skip outside my house. They said that we're not stopping you. But anyway, that's it. So thank you very much, Glumbongo pissed off in the Congo. Also, however, I've heard your mate Rem.
Oh right, okay.
Rem's been in touch. He says, hi Paul. Heard you say last week you could use jokes as things are tough right now. They really are, Rem. Things are always tough at Edward Central, the Highwayman's Lodge. He says, while these aren't original, I hope they make you laugh. Open brackets, there's no way I can compete with pissed off in the Congo. Filler, if you need some closed brackets, Rem, I think you can compete. So here goes. What's worse than a baby in a blender?
Dunno.
The same baby in 10 blenders.
Right, yeah. Okay.
What's worse than a baby in a garbage can?
One baby in 10 garbage cans.
You're on the right track there, Tony. That's absolutely it, yeah. And while you're there, some of my own from the old days, but what's red and cries?
I don't know.
Peel baby in a bucket of salt. There you go.
Ooh.
What's red and can't turn sharp corners?
Don't know.
Baby with a javelin through its head. Right, so shall we get on with the next one before?
Yeah.
I get arrested. So, next track up, a band called Loopers. And I'm saying Loopers because they're Spanish and that's how the Dutch would say it, I imagine. Yes. How would you say it in Spanish, Tony?
A Loopers.
Oh, so like a pirate.
Yeah, a little like a pirate, yeah.
That was very good, in fact. And they've come via Folk Records, F-O-L-C Records. What is Loopers? That's it. Loopers. What is their Bandcamp page?
Loopers.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. It's Lupers.bandcamp.com. Paulie being the internet one, Tony one. This is Gatiato.
Tomada un par de copas y un chiquito y una bolsa.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lupez.
Lupez.
And this is Facebook.
Yes. Well, it would be.
It's ticked.
Yes.
But
we haven't got any. It's been a weird week. Absolutely no comments in a week. Maybe Easter. Maybe it's an Easter thing.
That's because everyone's been commenting on my lack of sauerkraut.
And the need for a carpenter.
Yeah. Might have fixed that, actually.
Excellent.
Anyway.
Please do leave a Facebook comment. It's very easy. Most people on Facebook. Facebook.com/PunkyRadio.
It's spy. Have you been reading my Facebook page again?
Me?
Yeah.
You're on my timeline. One of the few people I allow in my timeline.
Oh, thank you. It's an honour.
You and the missus, that's basically it. But that's fine.
I'm not a missus. Oh, right, yeah.
Get in touch. That's it. So I have no Facebook.
Yeah, so get in touch with us, facebook.com/PunkyRadio, because we know how to set a default URL.
Yes, we do.
That's right, innit? So anyway, Tony, fortunately, rather than having the random words of a few listeners around the world, what I've got sat right next to me now is rock and roll legend Dave Phillips. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Paul.
Was that loud enough, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, good. So Dave was one of the first people in the neo-rockabilly movement in the 1920s. in the very late 70s and early 80s, and then went on to progress into other forms of music. And now, I think it'd be fair to say you have completely gone back to your roots now.
I have, very much so.
Yeah. So the Hot Rod Gang have been playing all over the world.
Yeah, we've done a lot of different territories now, and obviously sold a lot of records to be able to play in those different places.
And you're settled back in the UK now?
I am, yeah.
After being in New Zealand for a while?
Yeah.
And something bad happened?
Earthquake.
Very bad in Christchurch?
Yes.
So do you want to just talk about that for a few seconds? Because it was something over here that we just saw the devastation, but it was a pretty big thing, wasn't it?
Horrific. Just seeing a whole city come to its knees and be destroyed, basically, go back to nothing, back to where nature started from. But very difficult times.
Right, and did you leave before the devastation started to, before they got back on their feet, or did you sort of see out the process of it being there, or did you just leave, basically? Because no. I thought you caused it. Because with your track record, Dave, I know you talk quietly, but with your track record, when I saw there was an earthquake in Christchurch and you in Christchurch, I thought, oh, Dave's dropped his bass.
Seriously, it has been suggested to me that I was part of the reason that natural disaster happened. Yeah. But I didn't have any, there was no intent there.
So that's the first.
Yeah, of course. it was a traumatic experience. One of those experiences that you would always look back on and think, well, you know, would I change that for anything else? No, I don't think I would. You know, it was an experience that you really have to live through to appreciate.
Yeah, of course.
No.
And do you think you're sort of scarred by it now? I know this isn't the usual laughs on Punky, is it? I've been wanting to ask you about this for ages, and you pop round. And
you were here to make jokes about
No, I don't.
Talk to me about the serious philosophical sides of my life.
All right, well, maybe we'll do something a bit more jokey in a bit, shall we? Yes, Tone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're involved in this show, Tony.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm with you too, Tony.
Excellent.
Well, how happy then that the next track should be Duke Boy Jarkus and Baldy McGee. No, Duke Boy Barkus and Baldy McGee. Take five.
Take five. Take five, baby. Take five. Take five. Take five, baby. Take five. Take five. Take five, baby. Gotta go. Gotta go, baby. Gotta go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Guana Bass Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Duke Boy Barkers and Baldy McGee of a track called Take Five. And that's another band that have come via Folk Records, F-O-L-C. And Baldy McGee is, Tony?
I don't know.
It's Sir Bald Diddley in one of his many bands, you know. He's in Slim and all that lot. He's in so many different things. He's got together Duke Boy Barkers for that EP. Take Five, cracking track. Sounds like they had a real laugh doing that as well. I know. Cool. I hope you noticed the irregular drum beats there. That I think basically one of them was trying to piss off the other one, from what I can see. Right. In that song. Now then, did you do it? Oh, what is... So anyway, what is Duke Boy Jarkers and Baldy McGee's website?
BaldyMcGee.com?
No, I've absolutely cheated there. They haven't really got one. Right. But you can find out about them via Folk Records, and which is their Bandcamp, which is folcrecords.bandcamp.com. You'll find out the rest there. Nevertheless, it does make it poorly being internet 2, Tony 1. Did you do anything last week?
Finally went to the doctors.
Right, and?
Chest infection.
So
got some tablets.
So how long did it take you to go to the doctors before you established you had a chest infection?
Three weeks, but I went
I'd have gone a bit sooner.
I went to the doctors after the first week, and they said come back in a week, and I kind of just... because it was getting slowly better and better, I kind of didn't bother, but it's been changing. And then last week it was just turned to this awful cough. So I went to the doctor's, chest infection, I got some tablets.
Right.
So hopefully...
So you are officially on the mend now.
Yeah, I got one day left on my tablets and I'm not coughing nowhere near as much, so I think I'm all right.
Because John out of the Bleaks Boys has had something similar, and it had gone round the family, they sort of whatever bug thing they'd got that was giving this heavy... sort of cold and all that. He said it took him 2 months to get rid.
It's ridiculous. I've never had anything like it. It's just nothing that's lasted. I mean, it's been all of April. Second of April I was ill.
That's saying something after what you've been through over the last...
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. Second worst thing I've ever had.
We still haven't talked about yet, but we are going to. One day.
Yeah, one day.
One day.
I can hear you laugh about it.
It's all right, Tone. I did loads.
Okay, what do you do?
Yeah. Last Wednesday, St George's Day, I did something unusual, because normally on St George's Day I'll go out and drink beer and wear a flag of St George's shirt and be all proud and be English. But this time I escaped England completely and flew to Trondheim. I stayed with a South African bloke called Alan. It's all right. We'd arranged it. I didn't bump into him at the airport. So fancy me staying. And then the gig was on the Thursday night. What a place, Trondheim, absolutely beautiful. If you're on my Facebook page, I have put a few photos up, and I will put more up. Really fantastic. But Dave, have you ever been to Trondheim?
No.
Right, well, thanks for that. So that was the gig on Thursday. I had a brilliant time Thursday night. Really, really great gig. And it was all Norwegian comics, and me, obviously, not doing it in Norwegian. So it was a bit weird, because I was booked as an extended compere. So I was the English host of a Norwegian show in front of a Norwegian audience.
Wow.
Yeah. So I do this big, long bit at the start, 15, 20 minutes at the start. And then said, of course, I've got no idea how funny these acts will be. I can only judge it by the laughter. I won't know what's being said at all. And then I said, anyway, here's the first act. And I put the first act on, and he just went on and went, Scooty-Boo, Scooty-Boo, MC is shit, Scooty-Boo. So I never pissed myself off. You bastard. It's a brilliant night. Headlines by a guy called Martin Beyer Olsen, who he's part of a sketch team that have got their own show on Norwegian television, and he's a really, really funny bloke. We all went out drinking afterwards in various bars. I'm going to tell you a very brief story. I might have to do the Oslo leg of this story after this, because I just want to get on with the next bit. But one thing that, now Tony, you know I'm a bit of a sad old man.
Okay, yeah.
Sure, you can be honest here. Basically, Trondheim shuts at 2 o'clock.
Right.
Don't fuck about. It shuts at 2, right? And I was walking back to the hotel, and so I'm walking back. It's about 2:15, and in the distance I see these two beautiful young women. I mean, Norwegian women are incredible anyway, but these two beautiful young women, as I approached, this little blonde one, I don't know how old they were, 20, 23, 24, something like that.
Yeah.
The little blonde one says, you're the English guy. And I went, yeah. And she said, are you booked into a hotel? I went, yeah. And then she said something to her mate in Norwegian, who just fucked off, right? And I went, what is going on here? And she said, hey, let's go back to your hotel and party with the minibar. I said, I haven't got a minibar. She went, oh, hang on, ran off. That was how I was like, curse you, lack of minibars. Best West of the worst hotels in the world. If only I'd had a minibar. That was a complete crisis. I'll tell you about Oslo afterwards, because loads of things happened in Oslo as well. It's fantastic. But we've got two songs in a row coming up now.
Okay.
Both via Bomber Music. Listen out for Goober Patrol, who we played the other week, played a track called Coconuts. This is they've got another mad song coming away shortly. First up, a band who I think are from Brazil, and I only got this music yesterday. So this is hot off the presses. The band called End of Pipe. What is End of Pipe's Bandcamp page?
Endofpipe.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony T, Paulie B and Internet 2, and this is Jack.
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Goober Patrol and Man of the People, and you're right, it does say he's a lying wanker in that song. Absolutely brilliant, and about a minute and a bit long, and really brilliant. What is Goober Patrol's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Goober Patrol?
No, it's facebook.com/pages/goober-patrol/4862688703. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set default URL, have they?
Default URL. Outrageous. Anyway, Goober Patrol, sort it. Right, Tony, have you got any gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club, Stillwick, Wells, Denmark Street, London. Check it out. Thursday night is a private event, invite only, so I'm going to do Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, because yet again, Sunday night, open mic night. So,
you're something of a maverick these days where the 12 Bar's concerned.
I know. I like to start to change it around a bit. But if you are, hopefully if you listen to this show early and can get to it, Wednesday night, Melvin Ashong, Neil Hoffman, Tiz McNamara, and the Huguenots and Bessie.
Yeah. That was a nice, easy lineup for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm kind of regretting that now. Probably should the following Monday instead.
Mate, Wednesday night, I've got no ideas. You know what? I'm going to go fiver.
It is.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah, £5. So Thursday night, private only. Friday night, 2nd of May, Eastfield, Misspelt, The Booker Effect, Direct, and more to be confirmed. It's a London calling night.
And we've played Eastfield and Misspelt on the show before.
Yeah, I can remember Misspelt, I think, yeah. Excellent.
They were Misspelt 2.0 for a while, weren't they?
That was
they?
It, yeah.
Really, really good. But are they from Northampton?
It was something like that, yeah.
Like from Northampton, a really, really good band, anyway. Yeah. I might have got that wrong, it might be from Norwich. Anyway, the first three letters are correct, and that's all that matters to me.
Exactly.
They're from they might be from Norway.
I think Northampton, I think you're right.
Well, London Calling always put on fantastic punk nights.
Friday night, how much do you think?
Oh, the bargain price of £6.
It is.
Nice.
It is. And finally, Saturday night, No Second Chance, Proven, Solemn Promise, Broken Chakra, Buckets of Courage, and Kingpin.
It's a Function Records. That sounds like my life.
It's a Function Records night.
It'll be heavy.
I think it might be heavy.
It'll be heavy.
Yeah. Saturday evening, how much do you believe?
£6.
It is.
Nicely. And that makes it 566, 50 doors down on the even side for the number of the book. He probably doesn't even know he's there.
No.
Unbelievable. The devil's up the road, mate.
Yeah.
Hide your garden gnomes. Only the ones with souls. So I imagine that concludes.
It doesn't. No.
Oh, I'm just. Beg my pardon. Looks like I've come a bit early there, Tony.
Premature.
So what's new?
I've got another gig from Graham. Who's
Graham?
Hi, Graham's been in touch.
Hi, Graham. Hey, by the way, Facebook is the scouter.
Well, okay.
Yeah, just so you're not watching my timeline that closely.
It occurred
to me this morning that Facebook is the scouter, and the reason I know that is that he tries to. I'm calling Facebook a he here. Facebook tries to turn everything you write in the comments box under a Facebook status into Liverpudlian. Because if you look on the end of it, there's a whatever you write, there's a word just underneath it. And what's that word, Tony?
Like?
Like. It's like, hey, that's really good. Like. Like this. Like. All the way through. Everything. Facebook's a scouser. And it's written in blue, so he's probably an Evertonian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it through. Sorry, yes.
That's all right. Yeah, there's a gig coming up. Scar Wars. Obviously, it's on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Bank Holiday Sunday Goodness in the Zanzibar.
I've played the Zanzibar. It's a brilliant venue. Yeah.
I haven't got the address, just the Zanzibar Club, Liverpool, but it's well known, is it? So
it's well known in Liverpool. Right. Yeah.
Free entry for Wookiees and Ewoks. Sunday 4th of May, 7:30. £5 entry on the door.
Hang on. What did you say about Ewoks?
Apparently it's free entry for Wookiees and Ewoks.
Well, I'm not sure Ewoks are over the age of 18. Oh, they've got grey beards.
Well, they're short, but I think, you know.
I'm halfway between a Wookiee and an Ewok. That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
because I've got the hairy back of a Wookiee and the grey beard of an Ewok. Dave's laughing. Yeah, just because you can't grow one. Right. No, if there's one bloke who can grow a beard in a day, it'd be Dave.
And lose all his
head. Yeah, so we both got the same problem. The face is fine, but the head's not listening.
Right.
Yeah, right, sorry, anyway.
That's it, yeah. So the five bands are Bolshee, The Soul Rays, Broken Three Rays, Hobo Circus, and Chalk Electric. No idea. No idea what kind of music that is, but check it out. Well, it'll be Ska, I guess, won't it? £5 on the door.
Yeah, I think it probably will be Ska, yeah.
It's called Ska Wars. Completely missed that.
Ska Wars and being on May the 4th, yeah. Probably, other than saying Prince Buster was playing, I don't think they could have made it a lot more clear.
Good point.
Dave's going as an Ewok. Dave will be going as two Ewoks dressed in a big raincoat so they look like a normal-sized fella.
Nice. Yeah.
Sorry, how much was that?
£5 on the door.
Five on the door. What a bargain. That's £1 a band.
Yep. So there you go.
Brilliant. So does that conclude? What? Yes, that
does. Yes, it does.
So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide
12 bars. Excellent.
Nice.
Right, well, after that, I think we ought to play a track by a band called The Bastard Sons. What do you think?
I think we should.
Yeah, we should. They've got a terrific website, Tony, The Bastard Sons. I'm calling them The Bastard Sons now. What is their website?
Bastardsons.com?
Bastardsons.co.uk, boiling the internet for Tony T. Hutt. About time we played a bit of rock on this show. We've been playing all manner of music so far, but we're going to rock out now. This is a track called O Brothel, Where Art Thou?
Well,
Affenschwanz.
You're listening to Dave. What you, he's done it again. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Dave has just dropped yet another can of Polish lager. He's determined to. I've just vacuumed this carpet, and he's determined to fizz it up. That's a little insight into my life right there. That was the Bastard Sons and a track called O Brother. We're out there, a little bit of rock for this week. Now, are you doing anything this week, Tony?
No, nothing coming up.
Well, first of all, I just need to remind you about Oslo last week,
okay. Which
is brilliant because I was in two new venues. The Dirty Cow, the venue I've been using for 18 months, shut under a cloud, shall we say, as the landlord disappeared to Thailand. Not going into more detail than that, but right. Oh, you don't want to hear that story. Managed to find two other venues, one to do Friday night, one to do Saturday night. Friday night one, I still don't know how to say the name of it after having been there. It's spelled S-A-W-O-L. Apparently, it's Norwegian for soul, but I don't know whether it's Savol or Soul or Sawol. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I asked the audience, they didn't know either, so I phoned a friend. sorry. Dave's just open the beer, Dave. He's done it. He's opened the beer. Right. Two brilliant shows. The Friday night in Seoul, that which is in Grönland. My mate Daz came down. Really, really nice to see him. And it was the two heats of the Norwegian Comedian of the Year in English that I'd arranged. And one of the acts didn't show up until too late. And because I was having six the first night and then taking the top four for the second night, I couldn't really knock one bloke out. It wasn't really fair. So I said, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just have a laugh tonight and we'll do it, the competition tomorrow? And I watched their shoulders drop and they went, oh yeah, fucking brilliant, we're so relaxed, yeah, nice one. So what a great night, Tony, what a brilliant night.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, really, really good, great new venue, thank you to everyone down there for doing that. I went out afterwards, but I don't want to talk about it, if you don't mind.
Right.
Because when I tell you the stories about where I've been, it normally involves where I've been, but the problem is I don't know where I went because Seoul, in their infinite wisdom, gave me free beer all night, which in Oslo is just... they gave me more free beer than the hotel room would cost me.
Wow.
Two pints. There was just loads of... So by the time I left there, I was... And because you just drink lager in Oslo, really. I don't really drink lager, but I was completely lagered up. And then I went around half a dozen other places that I couldn't tell you the name of any of them. But I was with a bloke called Jim, and he was leathered. And every bar we went to, he said, this is the cheapest bar in Oslo. And then miraculously, one either got a bit cheaper or we thought it was. But, oh, this one's great. Cheapest bar in Oslo. they were very cheap for him because he only had 30 kroner on him. I think that's why they're the cheapest bars in Oslo, because when he takes people to them, they buy the fucking drinks.
Right.
So they might have been the cheapest bars in Oslo, but they more than made up for the free beer I'd had several hours before that. Anyway, everything went fine. So it wasn't a financial disaster. And then on the Saturday night at Queen's Pub, absolutely brilliant, and they'd got a piano, boogie-woogie piano guy, who started after the show. So we did the show. The show was brilliant. Congratulations to Odin Eriksson for winning it. Odin Eriksson is like the most Viking name I think you can possibly get with it, Dave.
Yeah.
Odin Eriksson, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he looks like the Milky Bar.
Right.
But he was really, really funny. They were all funny, actually. He won. It was a great weekend and everything. And thanks to Queen's Pub and thanks to Una in Queen's Pub for getting us that room. It was really, really useful. And I had a really fantastic time. Keeping on a Scandinavian bent, if I may, Mr. Hearn.
Okay.
Next track up is a band called Baby Woodrose, all the way from Denmark. I'll tell you about them after you've heard this. Good Day to Die.
Shadow with a father.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Baby Woodrose, a track called Good Day to Die, from an album that they brought out, of which I've forgotten the title of, which is all their early singles. And it's really, really good, because as they went on later on, as they progressed into slower psychedelia, but these first sort of 12 or 14 tracks are real 60s garage punk, really, really, really good stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. What is Baby Woodrose's Bandcamp page?
babywoodrose.bandcamp.com.
It is, which is Tony for Tony 3. Hang on, it must have been 3 or 3-2, not 4-2 before.
Right.
Did we do the Bastard Sons, did we? What's the
Bastard
Sons?
Yeah, I was wrong. I think it was bastardsons.co.uk. Oh, yes. I said .com.
Yeah, yeah, so it was 4-2. Just made it 4-3. Well done. Now, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Right, piss off. Maybe you'd like to explain it.
Yeah, please do. As mentioned, every week, really, I need a twat. I can't continue the feature without it. Please do email me. Everyone knows a twat. I'm pretty confident of that. So email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That simple. Email me now.
Yeah. We've had a bit of a twat drought, haven't we?
A little bit, yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, we need to get this show moist.
Can I nominate Dave Phillips?
Dave Phillips has controversially offered to put himself forward as a twat. You'll have to give us a reason why and a location, Dave. Where to start?
Maybe when I was 12 years old.
Right.
Ate too much candy floss, fell in love with a girl that I saw in the distance, got dizzy, and puked all over the floor.
Right, and how did that work out with the date?
Well, it turned out that we got married and had a few kids together.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad, Paul.
Right, well, that's not really twatty behaviour then, is it, Dave? I think we're going to have to do an is a twat on Dave for not being a twat when he said he was being a twat and he's in my flat and that rhymes, I suppose. So should we do that?
Okay.
So should we say that Dave Phillips
is...
No, so Dave Phillips was claiming he was a twat when he wasn't, in fact, a twat and he was in my flat, all right?
Okay.
Yes, Dave? All right, so go for it.
So... Dave Phillips, for not being a twat, no, for claiming to be a twat, for not being a twat, in Paul's flat,
is a twat. Right. There we go. We did sort that out. I didn't tell you about what I'm doing this week, by the way, Tony. I need to mention that very briefly.
Okay.
This weekend I've got my comedy shows in Hitchin, Lexington, and Bulldog. You can find out more about them via lastminutecomedy.com. Thanks very much, Tony, for transferring the information from one website to another one so I could update it myself, which I continue to forget to do.
That's okay.
This weekend on the Friday night, there is Dan Evans joined by Sully O'Sullivan from New Zealand, strangely. It's all married in, Dave. And then Sully can't do Saturday or... No, sorry. Sully's not doing Saturday or Sunday. He's replaced by a guy called Al Lubell, who is an actor from the United States. So a truly international crowd on the bill. And, sorry, I've got a bit confused here. Hitchin's at Woodside Hall. The lecture show is at the Arts Centre. The Bulldog show is at the Orange Tree. And as I say, you can find out more on lastminutecomedy.com. And I hope to see some of you down there, and just realised I'd turn the mic away then. Did I go quiet?
A little bit quiet, but it's fine.
Good. I am a bit gobby. So, we'll have to be very brief here, Dave. You're involved in a new film, a new movie. Do you want to talk about it?
It was a surprise to me. Come back to this part of the country, well, this country. Met up some old friends, Sean Vincent, who's the director, the writer, and John Atkinson, who's the producer of the movie, approached me and said, "Do you want to make a movie, and you can star with Paul Cooper, who's a great old friend of mine. You know, we grew up together on the same street, had bands together." And lots of a great range of other people joined us on the movie. Stephen Berkov, Samantha
yes,
Fox.
Yes, Tony, Stephen Berkov and Samantha Fox.
Nice.
Saffron Sprackling.
You put that on your dinner. Sorry, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but well, you know, we had fun making the movie. It's a horror stroke sort of gangster movie, which looks like it's going to be pretty interesting to watch. It's called Seven Cases, and it should be previewing somewhere near you soon, so look out for it, guys, because it's not all about rock and roll. Sometimes it's movies.
Excellent. Sometimes it's earthquakes. I'm now going to bring everything round to the last track from the whole show this week, from the start, all right? Because at the start of this show, we played the Newtown Centre's Bacalao. That was recorded and produced by Sean Vincent, who's a producer on this film.
That's right.
It also, on bass, had Coops, Paul Cooper, who is in the film as well, and was in the band with you, and was actually in the band for this last track that we're going to play right now. Oh, I've brought this all together so beautifully, because the last track this week is by, and I hadn't warned Dave about this, but Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang. Now, this was this was just when you were about to be a band called Popular Pants People, wasn't it, when you recorded this? So this wasn't typical Hot Rod Gang stuff. And
transition.
It was a transition.
Transition though. Period between.
And as I understand it, that didn't necessarily go down that well in Germany.
No, it didn't.
No, because you grew your hair long, didn't you?
I did, and I started getting turned down gigs, and one of the agents said to me, I said to him, well, why have you cancelled our gig? And he said, grown hair, can't make gig.
That's it. That's a lesson to everyone out there. If you're thinking of making music, don't be a fucking hippie.
Nice.
Right. So the thing is, Tony, I'd like to know, what is Dave Phillips' website?
DavePhillips.com.
Right, let's try Dave. You haven't got one, have you?
Well, it's Facebook, isn't it?
Right, so if you'd like to add Dave on Facebook, is that
the same? Yeah, it's
Facebook.com/ Dave Vincent Phillips. He has given you his personal Facebook page to the world.
Oh. Send me a friend request.
You can send him a friend request. Yeah, he doesn't have to accept it, I suppose.
That's true.
Right, so that's that. And this, Tony, so that effectively makes it probably be an internet... What, five? Tony, three, is that right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think so, too. It's a victory for me, regardless. And this is Joyride.
Me off the head. He's a fine one to tell.
Take joy from the sun.
was Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang. Thanks for listening this week, Tony. Thanks for being on the show, Dave.
Thank you very much, Paul, and to you, Tony.
Thank you.
Didn't he say that beautifully?
He did.
He did, yeah. There are some online stations that carry the show. Maybe you'd like to remind our listeners of what they are.
Yep, they are the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K Radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, J-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio A-N-D-R-A dot S-E.
This is the first time Stephen Berkoff has been mentioned on this show.
It is.
Yes. And I will say just briefly that I did once meet Samantha Fox when I was working in a department store in the late 80s. She was walking through with two minders, and she walked into the home decorating section where I was, and I didn't know she was in the building, but everyone else did. Typical me. And she walked up, she had brown hair, she's ever so small, and I didn't recognise her straight away. She walked up with these two guys and walked up to me, and as it dawned on me that she was Samantha Fox, the girl of my teenage dreams, she said, "Here, where are the dishwashers?" I went, "Oh, through there." She went, "Thanks, love," and walked off. And that was it.
Nice.
That was it. I hope to see some of you down at my comedy shows this weekend. Thanks for listening this week. Don't forget to download us at punkyradio.com. Dave wants to say one more thing. What is it?
The premiere of the of our movie is on Sunday at 3 p.m. in St Albans. If anyone wants to come watch it, send me a friend request on Facebook. Say quickly that you want to come see it, and I'll get you a ticket.
Well, I wasn't expecting a free competition. That's marvellous.
There you go.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns, yeah.